When you go to buy walnuts in the grocery store, they're typically in the baking aisle and not even refrigerated, which they must be because they can go rancid and the quality is gone. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. I'm talking to a walnut grower, Paul Winger, about the fact that you need to keep walnuts refrigerated or in the freezer for quality.
They really do, and I know Robert Verley.
And he's the president and CEO of the California Walnut Board and Commission.
Has been talking about that. We need to really get them from the bakery aisle and get them into the produce section and get them refrigerated. I know 2 years ago they had a federal government ag marketing service, AMS, did a big purchase of walnuts, and I talked to some friends at food banks in the Midwest, and they were beautiful. They had to be sent to them refrigerated. It had to be new crop, and they really loved it, but they said, and a lot of the people that come to food banks don't know what to do with the walnut because it was a higher priced food product than what they're used to buying. So they had to give them recipes for it and tell them what they could do with it. But they said it was unbelievable, the quality of walnuts that they got. So if we can get good quality walnuts, and as you say, Patrick, if we can keep them refrigerated or frozen, they'll stay in your refrigerator and eat a handful of them every morning, and there's nothing better for you.
Well, that's Paul Winger, a walnut and almond grower, west of Modesto, with the Ag Information Network. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.